Good morning. This is House Fisheries Committee, and it will come to order at 10:02. We are on a very limited time schedule today. We have to be completed by about 10:25. Welcome, everyone. Please remember to turn your phones off or at least put them on mute. Members present are Representative Fansler, Representative Christ Tompkins, and myself, Chair Stutz. We do not have a quorum as of yet, but we will move forward at any rate. We have back on the agenda today House Bill 14, legislative approval of Bristol Bay Sulfide Mine. We're working off of version D, which was adopted as a CS during the first hearing of this bill. We will take public testimony only if you have not testified publicly on this bill previously. We are not allowing double dipping. So I would have the sponsor come forward and see if he has any further comments for this committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I actually don't. This is the same bill that I spoke to in late January of this year, and there haven't been any changes to it, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions from this committee? Seeing none, I do see that we have an individual online that would like to testify, so I will open public testimony. Katie Capozzi from Anchorage.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. If you'd state your name and affiliation for the record, please, and then begin your testimony.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairwoman Stutz, members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Katie Capozzi. I'm the Communications Manager for the Resource Development Council for Alaska, otherwise known as RDC. The RDC membership includes mining, fishing, oil and gas, forestry, and tourism industries, as well as the 12 land-owning Alaska Native corporations. It is a policy of RDC to advocate for predictable, timely, and efficient state permitting processes that are based on sound science. House Bill 14 does the opposite. It makes bad legislation worse and creates more uncertainty for current and future projects. RDC members are the economic engine of Alaska, and we value the non-politicized process for permitting projects. We are concerned this bill will send a message that Alaska's rigorous permitting process is unpredictable and unstable, all while our resources compete for investment around the globe. Further, as was mentioned in previous public testimony of this bill, the Bristol Bay Forever Initiative is unconstitutional as it violates the separation of powers. RDC urges the committee to reject this legislation and instead promote and defend the integrity of Alaska's permitting process, allowing all projects to be fully reviewed and evaluated. Alaska must encourage the expansion and increased production from existing deposits, as well as new exploration and responsible development of its mineral and coal resources. In Alaska, mining exploration activities are down. This bill will not help return Alaska to a place that companies will want to invest millions of dollars in exploration and development of new mines. We need to encourage the private sector to invest more in Alaska to create more wealth, provide more jobs, and ultimately provide more revenue to the state of Alaska. As our state faces a fiscal crisis, it's also imperative projects be allowed to go through the well-vetted permitting process and show investors that Alaska is open for business. Thank you, Chairwoman Stutz, and co-chairs, members of the House Fisheries Committee, for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you. Are there any questions from this committee? Thank you, Ms. Capozzi. Appreciate your testimony. I have no one else, excuse me, online. Is there anyone here that has not testified that would like to testify? Okay, seeing none, I am going to close public testimony. And it is the intent of this committee to move this bill out today. It will be going to resources, and it will be vetted once again in resources thoroughly. We've had two hearings here, and we want to move it on to the next committee. So if at this point, I would be happy to entertain a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we report the CS for HB 1430-LS0161-D from committee with attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. Hearing no objections, we will move House Bill 14 on to resources. Thank you. And having no further business to come before this committee, we are now adjourned at 10:25. 10:07. Nice.